Dinklage, Peter 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 Dinklage.
And welcome to Gasm of Thrones. Season 04, episode 03.
Tough.
Because I didn't do that last time, did I?
Nope. And I didn't say top of the season 04 to you.
Top of the season 04 to you as well.
Right.
Are we going to keep doing that forever, like Doug Benson with the Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13 thing?
That would be a good idea. And
wait, I haven't listened to his podcast since the new year. What does he say now?
I have no idea. I actually haven't been keeping up on Doug Loves Movies that much. Really? I don't know.
I still remember when it was I Love Movies. That was a long time ago now.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
This new title makes a shit ton more sense, though. I like the way you just explained it. It's like, well, who the fuck am I?
He's Doug, and he loves movies. Yeah. I would say between the two of us, we probably smoke as much weed as Doug Benson.
Maybe. Mostly you.
Yeah.
Like 88.17% you.
I carry a lot of the weight on my shoulders, I'll say that.
We're like the Gretzky brothers in terms of like the Gretzky brothers are the number one NHL sibling duo.
Right.
And it's like, and Wayne Gretzky's brother has one goal. It's just like Wayne Gretzky has so many goddamn goals that he's almost the exact, he's more than every other player combined with our brother.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely carrying most of the pot smoking experience between us, but
as you may have tell, I have a cold this week, so my rich baritone is even more rich baritone-y.
Very sick.
But yeah, I got sick because I was moving. I was moving somebody all weekend, so it was just like, yeah. So my reward for spending my entire weekend moving somebody was that I got sick.
You got moving sickness.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Motion sickness, if you will.
Exactly.
Exactly. So this is our coverage for the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, let us cover the episode.
Perfect.
So let us begin with the scene, the first scene in the episode, which is where Sansa. So we begin pretty much exactly how we left off from last episode. We see Joffrey's dead ass face.
Yep, Dantos and Sansa, GTFO.
Yep. But before that though, we get the lovely scene of Cersei just basically accusing literally everyone who's in a view of killing her son.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always fun for me because Cersei's getting crazy.
Getting crazier, yeah.
Well, I would say, I don't know, because she's crazy like a fox, though. Like,
Yeah, I guess she's not necessarily like nuts so much as just very mean.
Mm. Yeah, I've argued before that she's the most evil character on the show.
Really mean, yeah. I'd say most evil is probably, well, Jesus, Ramsay.
Yeah, Ramsay's pretty bad. I mean, yeah, I don't know, maybe Cersei's just better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we see Sansa and Ser Dantos flee the scene because there's nothing suspicious about that in the least.
It's a really good way to not look guilty.
Yeah, no shit. Like it's
the meat is just run as far away as fast as you can.
It's just like, oh, I wonder who might have killed this man. Maybe it was the girl who's. I think they even called this out. Like the girl whose brother was killed by him. His father was killed by him. Like. All these people were killed, and then all of a sudden she just fucks off. Like, yeah, it's a pretty hard thing to make an argument against her being the murderer. And spoiler alert, but I know she's not the murderer.
No, she's not.
Which is actually kind of revealed in this episode, though.
For sure, yeah.
You can read, it's not explicitly said, but it's pretty obvious when you figure it out. So you see them, they're rowing out to the creepy boat from the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep, and you see the ghost ship.
Yep.
It looked so much like a ghost ship.
It did. I was seriously waiting for ghosts to be on it. Just like.
Yeah. And like, you won't get this joke, but there's a character in Dota 2 that I play who like his ultimate ability is throwing a ghost ship at the other team. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, strap me to the mizzen. It's just one of that guy's lines. Great.
Oh, the mizzen mast. Yeah, that's right. I'm a nerd. So we got that scene. Ser Dantos clearly doesn't understand the idea of all sales are final. That was one of the more predictable double crosses in literary history. Like, you're rowing out to a goddamn ghost ship. You're the only person in the entire world other than the person who's on the boat who knows what happened to blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah, I feel pretty safe.
You've been told an absurd amount of money, like so much money. Yeah. How would you even carry 10,000 gold? Like, how would you even do that?
Yeah, that's enough money to pay 100 men to murder him.
Absolutely. And like, yeah, so the idea that he, in his mind, he's like, oh, this is going to work out great for me. Moron.
Yeah. Well, you know, not the smartest character in the...
It's a good thing he has a bolt in his head now, because it's the only thing that's in his head, apparently.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, so we get Littlefinger coming back, and he literally emerges from the mist.
He does. He comes directly out of the shadows, and then embraces the young girl, and just not a creepy way at all.
I get it. You're trying to make him Satan. You're trying to position him as Satan. You don't have to be so goddamn obvious with it.
Yeah, really.
Next, we're going to see him, like, come out, and he'll be wearing, like, horns of something. Just, like, just for no reason. Like, okay, we get it.
He'll be on fire, like, Sweet Tooth from the Twisted Metal series.
That would be interesting, actually.
Sure.
But, yeah, so there's that. I don't know. Do you have anything you want to say about that scene other than what we've already said?
I don't know. We went over pretty good. Littlefinger's being a big old creep show.
Yeah, which is great because in the book he's creepy as fuck. When he comes like,
yeah, which he never truly was up till now with Little Miss Lemon Cakes.
Yeah,
he never got like super weird with her.
Not yet.
But it may happen. Who knows?
May happen.
Opportunity may present itself.
Opportunity may knock.
Dantos got shot in the face.
He got shot in the goddamn. They really showed that. They leaned into it. Like they didn't. They could have easily just shown them leaning over with the crossbow, and we would have put two and two together.
Yeah.
No, not on this show. On this show, you see everything.
On Game of Thrones, when somebody gets shot in the face, they get shot in the goddamn face. Mm-hmm. There's no really two ways about it.
There's no like PG-13 getting shot in the face on this show.
No, this isn't a Hannibal shooting in the face.
No. This is a Silence of the Lambs cutting off of a face and wearing of a face to disguise yourself from the police.
Yeah. Then we move on.
Spoiler alert for like a movie that's older than I am. All right, so then we get to see what is probably the most talked about scene in the entire episode. But it takes a while to get there because this is a long-ass scene. Yeah. So we begin with the introduction of the new Tommen.
Oh, yeah, and... you skipped a scene, though.
Did I?
Yeah, we get to see Maggie and old lady Tyrell hanging out.
Right, okay.
Talking about their deeds.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was interesting. I like that line when she said, she's like, the next one will be easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, honey, you're not even close to done yet. We're going to turn that ass out, but never actually turn it out until the cows come home.
Yeah, really. Maggie doesn't really give it up that much, huh?
No, she never gets the chance, honestly. Like, that girl's vagina is cursed. Any man who gets close to it, just something really bad happens. Well, I mean, Renly really arguably never got close to it, but...
Never cared to.
No, he was fucking a Tyrell. It just wasn't the other... It was the other Tyrell.
He should have got with Oberyn and fucking formed a badass little alliance.
Oh my god, those two would have been... That would have been the greatest.
They would have been so happy together.
That would have actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually might have enjoyed that. Now I'm sad they killed him off the way they did.
Oh well, what may have been.
Damn it, now... Like, we should go into this... Like, we're not even going back in time. We're going into fiction.
Yeah, well, no. What we're doing is we're creating Game of Thrones slash fiction.
That's right.
With Oberyn and Renly.
And I think that would be... Because they would conquer the shit, dude. Like, that's the thing. They're both like... They both fight a lot, and they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, let's murder dudes and play with each other's junk. It'll be sick.
That's the tagline. Playing or murdering dudes and playing with each other's junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always love Lady Olenna. She's always good. Anytime she's in there, she's always hilarious.
And in the book, she's hilarious.
Yeah, and they've just nailed that. Like, honestly, that's one of those things. Like, that was a great character in the book, and they just nailed it in the show.
Absolutely.
And it's just a perfect synergy.
Yeah, I don't know who that actress is, but I'm willing to watch like anything she does now.
Oh, absolutely. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So past that, then, we get to the scene I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we get introduced to the new Tommen, who is, in my opinion, far too old.
Yeah. Like, I imagine Tommen is like a little round, chubby kid.
Tommen's supposed to be like 8. He's supposed to be like a very, very small child. Like, he's not, you know what I mean? No. Like, he's got like stuffed animals. Like,
yeah,
he's,
he looks like how Joffrey looked at the beginning of the show.
Like, yeah, and like, but Joffrey was supposed to be like, yeah, Joffrey's supposed to be like 14.
Yeah.
Tommen's supposed to be way younger than him. And it's a point, and I don't want to get into spoilers, but it's a point that plays in later scenes in the book of how young he is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of weird to me that he's so old.
You're talking about like the stamps or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves stamping. Yeah, that I really like, I guess they won't really get into that where he's like, you know, he has cognitive ability.
Yeah.
That much is fucking like shown in this scene.
That much was clear. It was literally, I like the idea, in my opinion, I know he's met this kid before, but I like to imagine this is the first time he's ever actually acknowledged his grandson. This was like,
oh, you're the king now? Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Shit. Oh, god damn it. I put a lot of time in with that last one. All right, who's up next? Who's in the batter's box? Just like, yeah, Tommen is... That kid is fucked. Like, if that's your grandfather, the best thing in life you could hope for is that guy doesn't know you exist.
There's no fun fishing trips ahead of you.
I'm going to get to that later on in another scene, but seriously, like, what makes this man happy? what would make Tywin Lannister crack a smile? I want to see him on vacation. Like, wearing Bermuda shorts and a Hawaiian shirt with, like, oversized sunglasses, just sipping a margarita, just on a beach somewhere, just smiling away. That's what I want to see, is just that.
I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Plotting the demise of all of his family.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he both wants his family to conquer everything, but also hates all of his family.
It's so funny. He literally regards them with such derision that it's just like, dude, these are your children, man.
Yeah.
These are your, like, I love it that he calls that out at one point. He's just like, you're my legacy. And that's pathetic. Yeah. Like,
it's your fault that they suck so bad.
Yeah. You did this to them.
Exactly.
As a person who's becoming a teacher, that resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the 20 questions of what makes a good king. And friggin' Tommen is just rhyming them off. Like, he's got no goddamn clue.
Yeah. He wasn't wrong.
No, being, all the things he was like, oh, being just, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Being, pious is a weird one, but I guess that means more like spiritual, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't take that to mean strictly religious, being an atheist, but, and then, yeah. But the one that fucking weirded me out was when he said strong, and he's like, Robert Baratheon, and I'm like, you mean dad?
Your stupid, dead, dumb dad was strong, and now he's dead stupid.
It's like, he's just going, your dad was an asshole. It's just like, it's just the craziest thing in the world. Like, he's just friggin' calling out, just not even hiding it. Like, just
flicks him in the wiener.
He's just like, but,
stupid, dumb dad is dead. Flick.
But they're not. But he didn't even acknowledge him as his father. Like, he didn't even make any indication whatsoever that he recognized Robert as being the father. Like, he's just totally aware of what the fuck is happening.
Maybe, like, they're just like not even pretending anymore. They're like, yeah, whatever. Your sister's a brother fucker. You're messed up.
Yeah.
That's why your brother had messed up head problems and why you have webbed toes.
His eyes are a little bit too close together.
Oh my god. It'd be so funny if one of Cersei's kids had fetal alcohol syndrome.
His eyes are a little too close together, and every time he moves his joints, they click. He
gets rationally angry for no reason.
No, that was Joffrey. Joffrey got all of that.
Oh yeah. Maybe Joffrey did have fetal alcohol syndrome. Maybe it wasn't like the incest. The wincest, as they say on the internet.
Oh, wincest. But yeah. So it segues into one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my entire life, which is Tywin basically trying to explain the birds and the bees.
Yes,
as he's walking away.
Understand the mechanics.
And I'm like, oh my god. Is he about to give him the birds and the bees talk? And if so, can we please watch that?
Thomas is having the worst day.
He's at his brother's funeral, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's like, I'm your grandfather, and I'm going to talk to you about sex.
He's at his brother's funeral, and his grandfather walks in and is just like, Billy, you ever seen a grown man naked?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't, like, I don't know why. It just reminded me of the horse dude from Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. No, that's one of the greatest walk-off scenes ever. I want to know what level of detail Tywin's going to get into. Just like, all right, so if you're doing it doggy style, you just go like... And Tom is just sitting there taking notes.
This will come in handy for when I get married in a month.
This will come in handy for when my balls drop.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then from one uncomfortable scene to another.
To probably the most uncomfortable scene in Game of Thrones history.
I don't know. Naked crossbow hooker still takes that for me.
Yeah, I mean, naked crossbow hooker is pretty bad. This one's pretty bad, too.
Pretty rough.
For a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was already freaked out when they started making out.
But they do that all the time.
But they're making out on their son's corpse.
Yeah, they are.
Like, it's just like, it's literally like, okay, this one didn't work out. Let's make another. Like, yep. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Like, you would look at a store, if you were stocking a shelf, be like, oh, I need to put more on that shelf. Just like, that's how I thought they were looking at their relationship.
I guess so.
Just like churning them out.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Jamie was just thirsty, man.
Yeah, Jamie wanted some poon. He had had enough.
He was thirsty. And he did not go about that the right way.
No, he did
not. And also, it was somehow less gross than in the book.
Yeah.
Because in the book, she explicitly states, she's like, oh, I'm on my period. He's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that having sex on a woman's period is worse than rape. I'm not trying to make that claim. But yeah. It's just an extra layer of gritty.
Yeah. But, I don't know. The thing to me was, like, in the book they got into more details on, like, his backstory on why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more just like, it's more of a fuck you to anything. It's more of a, I'm going to fuck you to fuck you. Like,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't seem to get into that much on the show.
No, not really. But you can't tell what he's thinking, right?
Yeah. Which you can in the books because it's all from its perspective. So.
Exactly. That was a Jamie chapter that happened in.
Yeah. Good old rape.
Good old Jimmy Lannisters.
All right. So let's think about this for a second. This is how fucking many sins were committed in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
You're raping a girl.
Okay. Shouldn't do that.
Your sister.
Probably shouldn't do that.
On the corpse of your son.
Yep.
In a church.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about a hell, but...
Yeah, chances are they're probably going to go to one.
If there's seven of them, he's going to go to all of them simultaneously.
He's going to be stuck on a subway car going through all of them all the time.
Yeah. Like, he'll just be like... It'll be like, they'll throw him over the fence like, oh, is it my turn? Whoop! Just throw him over like a volleyball.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's hard to take. I've heard a lot of people really did not react well to that scene as well.
Yeah, I saw like an article on Salon.com or something that was saying people were upset by it.
I mean,
fair enough. Rape scenes aren't fun.
I get the upsetness. I don't think that – when I watched it, I don't think that I'd been like, what? Like, that's crossing a line.
Mm.
I think it was definitely uncomfortable, but I think it was supposed to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm just dead inside, so I didn't care anyway. But, like, I understand that is uncomfortable. Like, it's, you know, it's not a fun thing to fucking be viewing. But whatever. Yeah. Part of the story, part of the characters.
Absolutely. Part of the legacy.
You gotta do what you
Thanks for the memories. Of rape.
Sure love singing.
There's a lot of rape in this episode. There's a lot of rape talk in this episode. Which we're gonna get to in the Sam part.
Yeah. But what about Arya and the Hound?
Arya and the Hound, greatest buddy cop team ever.
They go out for a nice spaghetti dinner at some guy's house.
Oh my god, that guy. That poor guy. Yeah.
He's like, my daughter makes stew, but she can't carry anything. I'll pay you to be a big, strong man. And the Hound is like, how about I just hit you in the fucking head and take your money, stupid.
But even before that, he is, oh my god, that scene where she just like blatantly lies for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is the greatest thing ever. Just like her just like making shit up as she goes.
Yeah, that was great. She's a bright one.
She's fucking tricksy, that one. And then, yeah, so when they get to the house and they're just eating, and it's the greatest dinner ever. Just like the two of them just staring, jaw dropping at those two, just like, what are you people? Hound just not getting religion, just not getting it at all.
He doesn't care for it.
He doesn't. For a man who sent so many people to Valhalla, he really doesn't care about the afterlife.
No, not really. You know, you usually don't believe in stuff when your face gets messed up that bad.
Yeah.
That's why you're an atheist, right?
Absolutely. Well, my face was heavily disfigured during birth, which is code for I'm ugly. I blame genetics.
After you go on with it, I just kind of feel bad. The joke's not fun anymore.
It's guilty. Fun for me now. Because mm-hmm. of how uncomfortable it's making you.
I feel just terribly guilty.
Greatest burn ever, by the way. How many Starks have to be beheaded?
Yeah, before you figure that out.
Oh my god. Just fucking shut her down.
Direct that young girl to the nearest burn unit.
But just like, direct that young girl to burn unit. You're an adult talking to a child. And you make a goddamn joke about her family being murdered. Like,
yep. That's the kind of dude Sandor Clegane is, man.
We just came from a dude who raped his sister in a church on her son's dead body.
And he still manages to look like an asshole.
And he still manages to seem like more of a prick. Like, how is that even possible?
Fantastic.
But yeah, I love that scene. And I actually like the Hound's explanation. I thought he made a good point.
He did. And it also sets up, like, stuff for the future, probably.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
But what I liked about his point was is just like, look, he said, look, yeah, like, how many Starks are going to have to be headed before you figure this shit out? Like, the world is not a fucking nice place, and you better wise up to that.
Gotta be a cutthroat, or you get throat cutters.
Yeah, and that's what I like about him. He's such a cock to her, but he's also kind of a good influence. Like, he's also kind of raising her in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to make sure you survive, but I also kind of like you.
Yeah, for sure. He is strangely nice to her.
He's strangely nice to both the Stark girls.
Yeah, in an odd, odd way.
But non-sexual. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care for them that way.
I'm convinced he doesn't have a penis. I know his brother does, but we can take that up with Prince Oberyn.
Maybe he likes women who have reached the age of sexual maturity.
Maybe he does.
That might be Sandor Clegane's fetish.
What's the age of sexual maturity in Westeros, though?
Whenever you get big old titties, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of big old titties.
Just like big old titties.
Speaking of big old titties, Sam.
Oh.
Oh, snap. What? Fictional character fat burn.
Take that.
Take that fictional Sam, character who's fat.
Who has more money than we ever will.
Your dad didn't love you, so he sent you to die on a wall.
That's right.
That's just sad now.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam is trying to wheel, and he is just doing a spectacular job of it. Sam wheeling is one of the funniest things. I counted. I think it was 45 seconds before it got to the topic of rape. He's just like, oh, you know, I care about you. You know, we should do blah, 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 blah.
There's 100 men on this wall.
100 men on here who all think about you a lot. Mm-hmm. I think you know where I'm going with this. Like,
yeah.
And then the worst part is it works. She's like, oh, she's swooning over him. And they're having this sweet moment of like, because I care for you and I don't want you to get raped. No one's ever cared for me and not wanted me to get raped before.
Yeah, such a...
I think we're in love.
Such a strange feeling.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. Oh my god, that would be the best ever if they made a cheesy romantic comedy out of it. And that, kids, is How I Met Your Mother. Just like,
they do in a way.
Oh my god, if it just asked How I Met Your Mother, how it ended, it was like, and then I warned your mother that she'd get raped by 100 dudes, and we've been together ever since.
It'd probably be better than what actually happened with that show.
Probably, yeah. That's a terrible, 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 terrible finale. I hated it a lot.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because I didn't watch any of it. But I enjoyed people getting mad.
It's a good show. I would suggest you watch the first few seasons. The first few seasons are really good.
Well, I really, like, I always had a huge crush on Allison Hannigan. So, like, that kind of motivated me to watch it. But then
yeah, she's really good in the show.
Yeah, but then people started saying, like, suiting up and legendary, and I wanted to punch him in the head, so
yeah.
I avoided it.
That's one of those shows, and there's a few shows, like Sons of Anarchy is like that for me, where I like Sons of Anarchy, but I don't like the people who like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I actually had the same problem with that show.
Yeah, and I was like, I like this show a lot. I mean, this is early when the show was good. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the show a lot, but the people who like it are fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
I just find Sons of Anarchy like a little bit boring. I don't know why.
It is now because it's not good anymore.
Just doesn't do it for me that much.
Well, the reason is because they have 3 seasons worth of show, and now they're just going to repeat them over and over again in the same cycle.
Stuff. Yeah. So it works.
We're just going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. 1,000 monkeys and 1,000 typewriters will eventually reach. Will eventually rip off Hamlet.
Yeah, we'll eventually make Easy Rider.
What if that's their goal? We just sit there and it's just like Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Just a picture of Dennis Hopper on the wall. And they're just like,
we'll get there someday.
Pining.
Yeah.
Pining for it.
Then after the friendly rape chat on Castle Black.
Yeah.
Back to Game of Thrones.
I did want to talk about that baby, though.
Oh, what about that baby?
Oh, that fucking baby.
Stupid baby.
That poor baby. What is it? You made the joke, or your friend's joke was the family tree is a wreath.
Yes. Yeah.
I have a different one. Their family tree is the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Because it starts off like a normal tree at the bottom, and then at a certain point, it just curves around on itself.
That's true.
That poor kid. Like, how many generations of like Craster's genes are in that kid?
Quite a few.
Like, at a certain point, right? Like,
yeah. That baby's genetic makeup looks like diarrhea.
Like, does he even have... I guess he would always have Y chromosome because XY, but like...
Does he have any more chromosomes?
What if like if you did it long enough, everyone would look exactly like Craster, including the women. They would just have vaginas instead of penises. But you'd have no way of telling them apart, and you'd be like, Lady Craster? Nope. Lady Craster? Nope. Lady Craster? Nope.
Lady Craster number 9.
And it's like, oh, hello, Lady Craster, the fair sex. Hi. How's it going? Just cracking a beer, watching the game.
Yeah.
Because that's how inbreeding works, kids. You get worse and worse and worse until you eventually become a perfect clone. So try it at home.
Try it at home. Make a perfect clone of yourself in 100 years.
By just raping generations of your own daughters.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that Hans Fritz guy was trying to do in Austria.
Yeah, people are weird like that.
To clone himself.
People are weird like that. I would never want to clone. I hate myself. I would never want to put myself. I would never want to force the world to have a second me.
Yeah, that's my argument for not having children.
Well, I want to have kids because I want to. I feel like kids is my chance to improve. I can like, okay, I can find a woman who's suitable, better than me, and get a person who's like me but better.
Nah, fuck that noise.
And be like, I did it, universe. I fucking made up for my own shittiness.
There's nothing about my genetic makeup that needs to be passed on to another generation.
Oh, I got to pass on the redhead, the gingerness thing.
Mm. Your select mutation.
That's right. My body is a shrine to recessive genes. It really is. All right. So, yeah, let's talk about that. So, okay. So now we go to Dragonstone.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the longest we've ever spent in Dragonstone this season. We spent a long time there.
Which is awesome because I love Davos.
Yeah.
And nobody was on fire this week.
Best line of the entire show, or the entire episode, was when he's like, what's the difference between a smuggler and a pirate? It's like, well, a famous smuggler. If you're a famous smuggler, you're not doing it right.
Yes.
That's a great fucking line.
That's
like,
funny.
If I had written that line, if we had written that line, we would just never stop high-fiving. It would be like, oh, like, see those 2 old men over there in the corner? The ones who were high-fiving each other? Yeah, they've been high-fiving each other for the past 40 years.
Yeah, they haven't been able to stop.
They're just like, what are they high-fiving about? Well, they came up with a line for a show back in 2014 where one character just offhandedly says to another character, oh, if you're a famous smuggler, you're not doing it right. And then they start high-fiving forever. And it's just everyone who hears that line just starts high-fiving forever. And it becomes this horrible pandemic where like they're closing it down and Danny Boyle makes a movie about it. And it's just like...
just shattered wrists everywhere.
Just... so much arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
The carpal tunnel industry has never been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Davos trying to read is always adorable.
Davos trying to read, yeah. I love how much of a bitch the little girl is, too.
She's just trying to make him read good.
She's like a good teacher. Like, as a person who's becoming a teacher, like, I'm looking at her form, and I'm like, she knows what she's doing. She knows her goddamn way around in a classroom.
Here's a book. I think you can handle this. Bitch.
I love Davos's Dr. House moment.
Yeah. Yes. He's the Iron Bank.
When he's just sitting there, he's just like, but I really hope he just had a ball in his hand that he was throwing against the wall and he just catches it. Anyone who's ever seen more than four episodes of House MD knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Because that happens in every single episode, just the ball. Mm-hmm. That goddamn ball. Like, that ball should be the one who got the office.
Or, like, the American Sherlock Holmes show. Where, like, the guy just sees something random. He's like, oh, the mystery.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that in mystery shows when they're just like, we're not going to tell you how it's going to end. We're not going to allow you to figure it out. Mm. We're just going to fucking have an epiphany moment and be like, look how smart he is. He pulled something out of his ass. Fuck that.
Like, I can't believe that the CBS Elementary, like Sherlock Holmes show, and Sherlock exist in the same universe.
I can. Because, no.
They're so disparate in quality. Dude.
The Sherlock BBC show exists. Mm-hmm. The fucking Elementary CBS show and the goddamn Robert Downey Jr. movies.
Yeah,
all Robert at the Danny same Jr. time.
They're odd,
and they're crazily different from one another.
They like, are.
Like yeah. Only one of them actually takes place in the. We're not even talking about Game of Thrones anymore.
Nope, talking about Sherlock.
Talking about Sherlock,
which I could do a fucking hour long podcast on.
I haven't seen the new season yet. We should do that as
it's
a thing.
Pretty sick.
I have to watch it.
Yeah, I'd like to as well.
We should do that. Wait, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I have. I just mean I like to rewatch it.
Oh, I have not seen it once. It's on my hard drive right now, and I keep meaning to watch it, but I have not watched it, and I should do that.
It's pretty good.
I will rectify that.
So what else we go over? Stannis being a dick.
Stannis is good. This is the weird thing with Stannis. It's like Stannis is like bipolar. Like every half the episodes, he's like, I'm a nice guy. Like, look at me being nice to everybody. And then half the time, he's like, I am the biggest prick in the entire world. And like... I get – and reflective of the book, he's not he doesn't really ever have emotions in the book.
No. He's like –
he's more just kind of a pussy. He's more just kind of like, fuck this. Like, he's just he's just kind of this reserved, like, sullen, emotionless shell.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of like Ned Stark taken to a different extreme because like, he's all about, like, honor and titles and rights and shit as much as he was, except, like, he only sees those things. He's like, what's rightfully mine is rightfully mine, and there's no other way about it. And
yeah.
So he's, like, driven to a lot, like, a way more extreme angle.
I do love that Davos is just fully acknowledging Melisandre's powers now.
Yeah.
He's not even denying it. Okay, at this point, I'd be an idiot to say this is all coincidence. Like, I saw the vagina baby, the friggin' smoke vagina baby. I saw the friggin' now two kings have been killed in rapid succession, like...
Yeah, who else did Stannis mean to whack?
Rob.
Yeah, Rob Baratheon and Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Rob Stark. Not Robert Baratheon.
Rob Stark, yep.
Well before.
Familiar. Major character on the show. Died last year.
I remember.
Rob Stark and then Balon Greyjoy was the last guy.
Yes, and he got owned.
Shit hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't?
Oh. No. Whoops. But let's be fair here. It's not really a spoiler because if you make a curse and two of the three guys go down, take a wild fucking guess what's about to happen next.
Yeah. Plus,
he lives happily ever after.
It's not like Balon Greyjoy is a major fucking character.
No. Yeah. We're not going to say how he dies, though.
No.
That's for you to find out.
Or if he dies, that might be full of shit. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. He might already be dead.
Yeah. That's all we know.
Because we're idiots. So we get another scene of Prince Oberyn fucking.
He likes to do that.
It's okay. I'm starting to get a little annoyed about the fact that that's all they seem to show him doing.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't shown himself to be the amazing fighter person that.
No. And it's really pissing me off because that's kind of an important point. And they're not getting to it. Like,
It's true, but I found things to enjoy in that scene.
I did too. I'm getting kind of sick. He's becoming such a one note character. It's like, oh, he's the sexual deviant guy.
Yeah.
You know, like he's just constantly wants to bang. That's what he's all about. And it's like, when do you see him? He's either banging, or he's thinking about banging, or he's going up to a contortionist going, hey, you want to bang? Or someone, you know what I mean? Like, there's.
He does, however, make the best argument for bisexuality in the world. In that,
oh my god, yeah. I was almost convinced. I was like halfway to sucking his dick right there. Just like,
you miss out on half the world's pleasures.
Yeah, if he gave me a couple glasses of wine, shit could have gone down. For it, right? Shit could have gone down.
Like, yeah, you're straight, but how straight?
Really? Straight until I flex you.
He's a good looking cat, that Oberyn.
And by you, I mean your wiener.
Your wiener.
That's the episode title. Your wiener.
J'OR.
Wiener.
Yeah. Then what else happens? Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, you got to be on the trial for my fucking son because I'm a weird dude. Tywin busts in. He's like, stop your naked party. You got to be.
Tywin of the House Cockblock just walks
Tywin
in.
Tywin of House Savage. You got to serve on the jury for my son. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, hey, brother. I'm going to get you on the council. Let's see what's going to go down.
That's Hulk Hogan.
I know. You went macho. I went Hulk Hogan. I was complimenting you.
They can both be Tywin.
They can both be Tywin.
Oberyn would have to be Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
No, clearly freaking Oberyn is Iron Sheik.
That's true.
Because he's crazy. You
fuck yourself, jabroni. You are the shit.
Aaron
Sheik's Twitter is the best thing in the world. It's not.
It's the worst thing in the entire world. If you have any kind of like soul, don't go on there.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like 4chan, but a person.
If it's one man. Yeah.
It's all of the world's consolidated racism and hatred in one guy.
Yeah.
Who made his living by being called the Iron Sheik.
Hey, don't give the Iron Sheik trouble. His daughter got murdered.
Yeah, but still. I mean, a lot of people's daughters get murdered. They don't go on Twitter.
Not all of them are the Iron Sheik.
Not all of them take it to be. He's like Batman of racism. Like, he's like, someone got murdered. I must avenge it. Like, oh, that dude.
So Tywin kicks in the door. Stop your naked party. Yeah.
No more naked parties. Tywin, the dean, comes in, just breaks up the frat house. Just like.
Dorn house.
Oberyn.
Yeah. See, at Joffrey's wedding, a bomb explodes and a bunch of bras rain down.
And Oberyn just runs up. Yeah.
In your face, dean.
Oh my god, we need to make this now.
Then we got the littlest prisoner.
Oh, the littlest prisoner. Okay, so I wanted to comment on Podrick's goddamn the gayest care package ever. It's like,
which was, what was in that? Some cheese and
the most 87-year-old woman care package I've ever heard in my. It was like cheese, like nuts, like candles, like all kinds of stuff. I'm just
some
like
books and shit.
I guess, but like, I'm just reading this going like, dude, seriously? Like, I mean, I get, maybe it's a different time and like that would have been like a hustler.
Yeah. If I was in prison, I would not mind some fucking cheese, honestly.
Yeah. I don't, the candles was really what threw me off. It was just like, really?
Well, I guess if he has anything to read, he would need candles to do.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess they don't have flashlights. No. Stop poking holes in my hilarious arguments. This is not going to work if you start using logic and brains.
That's why they call me Kurt No Fun Hole.
Our whole podcast is predicated on us just slipping our ignorance through and having nobody notice.
Mm-hmm.
So when I call attention to it, I'm really undermining the entire show and negating our entire purpose for being here.
Exactly. Like when I said Charles Dance was in Priscilla Queen in the Desert because I saw a gif of him in women's clothing. That wasn't true.
There's only one cross-dressing movie.
There's only ever been one.
Yeah. What was that one with friggin' the guys who joined the sorority house and Harlan Williams was in it? And I'm just like,
oh, I know the movie you're talking
about. Why, Harlan? You've fallen so far, my man.
Yes. Academy Award nominated actor Harlan Williams.
Wait, what?
No.
I was going to say, what the fuck, for Rocket Man?
None of those words I said were supposed to be together.
I maintain, though, Rocket Man is a masterpiece.
Jesus.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, but I was in the hospital when I saw it. Like, I really don't remember that well. I remember seeing it. Like, that's the one where the guy in the robot suit fights the Nazis.
No.
No, that's The Rocketeer.
That's one where Harlan Williams is a freaking astronaut, and he goes to the Mars.
Oh, no, I've not seen that movie.
It's amazing, dude. You have to watch Rocket Man.
Okay.
I'm telling you, dude, watch this movie.
You told me to watch Fast and the Furious 5, too.
No, yeah, and you did you?
No.
Well, you can't fucking sit there and go, you can't make Fast and Furious 5. You didn't actually watch Fast and Furious 5.
Exactly. You told me to do it, and I fucking won't.
You should.
I can't watch Fast and the Furious movie. I can't do it.
Why?
My eyes will bleed.
I'm telling you, it's better. All right, watch Rocket Man instead, and then when I'm right about Rocket Man, you'll be like, oh, maybe he's right about Fast Five.
Okay, sure.
You're not going to do it, are you?
No, I will. I'll give you Rocket Man, but just based on the fact that I find Harlan Williams a little bit funny.
He's great. I think it's his best. It's the only thing I've ever seen him in movie-wise that he's good, other than Half-Baked.
Yeah. he's great in that.
He's great in that movie. So Tyrion at some point turns into friggin' Alex Jones. And it's just conspiracy theorying all up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Just like, there are eyes everywhere. You're being followed right now. You need to get out of here. You need to run. It's like, 9/11 was an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
I was seriously expecting him to go like, yeah, that's what I was hoping he was going to end on.
The difference between Tyrion and Alex Jones is that Tyrion is absolutely right.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing about it. And that's actually what I'd written down. Tyrion equals conspiracy theorist, ... No way. Conspiracy theorists are morons.
Yeah. He's just very aware of what's happening around him.
He's the only person in like the entire world who can be like, every single person I've ever met is probably out to conspire to kill me.
Mm-hmm. And he was right, yeah.
And he's totally right.
Yeah, just about. And also, Podrick is he's going to get the 2014 award, or at least a nomination for Best Dude.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the best dude.
He is, like, so nice
that
he cannot be long for this world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much true, yeah. Like, when Tyrion was like, never lived a more noble squire, like, I was like, oh, my gosh. Got, like, choked up. Good.
It's like, I'll be your wingman.
Yeah, just because Podrick is the broest bro.
He is. He's so sweet and endearing.
Yeah, he's the only one with, like, really, like, linear, true motives.
And a giant dong, apparently. No, sorry, magic dong. I keep saying giant. It's magical.
Yeah.
Whatever he
did. Well, good. It couldn't have been blessed with a nicer guy.
You're just straight up, you have a little, like, friend crush on Podrick, don't you?
He's just so good to fucking.
No, he is. Yeah, he's great.
Like if you had to have somebody follow you around to do everything for you, that's the guy you'd want.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, between Bronn and Pod, like Tyrion's got a pretty sweet bro team. Like he's got a good
entourage. Yeah,
he's got a good he's got a good entourage. Like he's got good friends, which is crazy. Like
that he pays for.
That he pays both of them still. But
yeah, I mean he's picked good employees for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That
whole scene was real nice. I
did. I enjoyed that, yeah. I love just Tyrion. He's not even, like, mad. He's not even, like, he's not upset. He's not even surprised. He's just like, yeah, I figured I would end up here eventually.
Yeah, pretty much. Somebody was going to kill that kid, and I was going to get fucking blamed for it. One way.
I could have not even been here. I could have been dead for 4 years, and they still would have blamed it on me.
Yeah.
Tyrion's ghost.
Yeah, it was Lord Tyrion's shade. The young king boy.
I just imagine like it's like instead of thanks Obama in Westeros, it's thanks Tyrion.
Thanks Tyrion.
Like all of the memes exist, but they're just different.
I lost my job at the tavern. Thanks Tyrion.
The price of whores went up 5 silvers. Thanks Tyrion.
Tyrion, Aerys Targaryen, Lannister. I say his middle name because it matters.
Yeah.
What else happened in this episode?
Okay.
Oh,
so,
civilians got murdered. So, lots of civilians.
So we have the wildling raid, and I'm not kidding. This is not an exaggeration. This is not me saying that I'm so clever. But, like, I see a dude. He's walking around. He's talking to his son. He's like, And that, my boy, he's like so happy. I'm like, okay, this dude is way too happy to stay alive for very long. And the minute I'm like, okay, this dude is far too happy to be alive, shunk, this arrow in the face.
Yep.
Like, it was literally as if on cue. Like, as if on cue, they were like, oh shit, a happy person? He must be murdered immediately. Like,
yeah, we got to get rid of this guy right quick.
Yeah.
And Thens go chop crazy.
Yeah, Thens go a little bit nuts, as it turns out. That was definitely interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see the wildlings be bad because we haven't really seen them be that bad. We haven't seen them do bad. We've always heard them do bad stuff, but it's interesting to finally see them actually do it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
like you understand like the Night's Watch's prejudices against them and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you never see them act like real assholes.
No, and then you finally do, and every one of them gets to act like a real asshole in this scene. Mm-hmm.
Ygritte wasn't exactly more, you know, compassionate than the rest of them or anything.
No, she's working through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly got jilted lover syndrome, and there's no greeting card that's like, my boyfriend turned out to be a double agent. My boyfriend turned out to be a triple agent.
Mm-hmm.
He was a double agent. He was actually a triple agent. And he ran away back to his friends who were about to storm, and I shot him a bunch of times. There's no Hallmark card for that.
Now I'm mad.
It just says hang in there, baby, with a little cat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then we get the Fen just coming up to the kid and turning into Liam Neeson from Taken. Mike, this is, you see their father over there? I'm going to find him. I'm going to track him down. And I'm going to kill him. And I'm going
to
eat
Go to the wall.
Go to the wall.
Tell
them of what we did. And it's like, man, I feel like you guys are going there. Like, it'd be a lot easier if you just relayed this message yourself.
Yeah, you can tell them when you get there.
Yeah, why don't you? In fact, it'd be better because then they wouldn't know you're coming. And they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what their battle strategy is there.
I don't know. They just seem to like to take axes to things.
Yeah, that seems to be it. They're not really thinking that much.
Nah.
No.
And then we go to Marine.
So, yeah, I'm very, very excited about this because I'm very, very excited to have Daenerys stuff where something actually happens.
Yeah. And let me tell you something, brother, and everybody who's listening, all two of you. I hope you like Marine.
Yeah, get used to
it. I fucking hope you like Marine, dude.
All I'm going to say is, yeah, if you're enjoying the road trip aspect of it.
You know what? Fucking crack a beer, settle down, make yourself a sandwich, get comfy.
It's about, you know what it's about to be? It's about to be the National Lampoon's Christmas vacation. Like, they're not going anywhere this time. Like, they're staying at home.
It was a staycation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Dario Najeezus gets to do his
Dario,
thing.
Oh my god, Dario gets his big coming out party.
Yeah.
Which he literally whips it out at the end of.
Yeah, he pulled his dong out too. It was a literal pissing match.
That's what I wrote down. It's literally a pissing contest.
Yeah.
Great minds.
And he won.
Hack jokes alike.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get there, you see her standing outside with this huge army.
Yep.
And then everybody in Marine is just sitting around there watching. Like, I don't know why they have all these like chairs set up. They can just watch all the time. Like, they're just like, oh, watching the gate today.
Here's this must happen a lot.
It's a spectator sport for these people, apparently, because they've got huge chairs set up. They're just like, who's coming in now? Oh, like, they're train spotters, basically. How bored are these Marine people? Just like,
yeah. I thought I saw the guy from Blade Runner in this scene, but it didn't turn out to be him.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I can't remember the actor's name. Like, he was in Deadwood. He was that, like, weird guy who worked at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I kind of sound like this.
Yeah.
This is my voice.
You should just do that voice all the time.
I don't know my own name, but I talk like this. I made these robots. They're my friends.
He did do that. They were his friends.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I've only seen it once, and...
Pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I'm not... It was one of those things. I think it was, like, a victim of the hype.
You ever read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
No, I haven't.
Pretty good book.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what it's based on, though.
That's basically my criticism of everything I've realized from listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, you ever heard of this thing? Nah.
Nah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. You ever heard of Fast Five? Nah. Pretty good.
Won't watch it. Ever watch
it. You should watch Rocketman first and then Fast Five.
Okay.
And then, yeah, once you realize that I'm totally legit, then you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to listen to whatever this dude says now.
He's my new god.
Totally. That's exactly how it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, so they send out their champion,
mm-hmm.
Who's apparently an amateur stand-up comic.
What?
Because he's just like, your mama's so fat. How fat is she? She's so fat. He's just lobbing insults at them in a language they don't speak, which is hilarious. Just like
doing some crowd work.
What's the point of yelling language, like yelling insults at your people if you can't understand them?
That's true. I don't know. I yell at Russian people when I'm playing Dota a lot. And
yeah?
I don't think they understand me, but it makes me feel better.
That's true. What if you just start yelling and then all of a sudden you accidentally say something really fucking offensive in Russian?
Oh, I already know how to do that. I learned how to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You call them a sika.
What does that mean? Is that the F word?
No, bitch.
That's bitch?
Yeah, sika.
That's like, that's their biggest thing?
It's one that makes them angry.
Really?
Yeah, sika.
Sika.
Yeah.
Oh, you live and learn.
I learned some other one, but I can't remember.
Russian swears.
Yep.
Just
for playing Dota.
But yeah, so yes, yeah, he's just lobbing insults at them. And they're just sitting there. There is no real good goddamn reason why they actually go along with this.
No.
Not at all. Like, you're standing out there with a goddamn army the size, like the biggest army around. They've got really nothing. They're sending out one dude who's prancing around like a goddamn and then pissing on the ground for no reason. He's pissing on his own ground.
He did, yeah.
It's like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you by pissing on my lawn. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So then we have the great scene where everybody's volunteering to do it. And
yeah.
It's just like, I will do it. No, you have to command the army. I'll do it. No, you're an old ass goddamn man. I'll do it. No, you're kind of a bitch. And I like the fact that you're in love with me because I like the male attention. And then Dario's just standing there. I just imagine him his head going, God damn it. God damn it. I don't want to do it. God damn it.
He's like,
fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it was selected for him. He's just, like, I was amazed when they got to him because he seemed kind of eager to do it when they got to him. He was just like, I came in late. Let me show you how good I am.
I really wanted Sir Barristan to go out there, though, because, like, he is the best fighter.
He is. Oh, I mean, he was. But, like, saying that Barristan's the best fighter has been like, yeah, man, Muhammad Ali, that's who we're going to send. Like, I feel like his past is best before date.
Got a bit punchy. No. I'm pretty sure he's still got some moves, man.
Barristan?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
We'll see. What happens.
He's more like the Obi-Wan from Star Wars, like, Episode 4 in my mind.
No.
Where, like, you see that lightsaber battle in Episode 4, and then it's barely a lightsaber fight. It's mostly just a... Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nah. Like, compared to even what they do in Jedi, when they're like flipping around and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy how much that first one is just meh.
Yeah. Nah. It's just kind of them waving sticks at each other.
It's like they're both playing, they're both trying to hit a pinata that's not there.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, yeah, so Dario basically just strolls there, like, there's, like, you know, like, because I just pimping out. He's just not even care. And I love his rationale for why he doesn't want a horse.
Which is why he doesn't want a horse.
Because horses are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, horses are stupid animals. And I'm like, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I unfortunately looked at the... I don't know why, but I somehow looked at the clock when... So I knew the battle probably wasn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
But even I was surprised by how quickly and efficiently he fucking destroyed that dude.
Yeah, it was like 3 seconds. Like, fucking dagger to the horse, and slashy slashy, and it's all over.
He gets the fucking wink in there first. He gets the I'm the best wink.
Mm-hmm.
The Han Solo wink, just looking at it like, what's up? Like, I seriously expected him to be like, this is how it would have played out in my head, which is like, was him leaning on his sword, being like, so, you come around here often? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, you're the queen, huh? How's that working out, huh? Oh, yeah?
You want to do something sometime? Uh-huh. I saw you in
just,
the bath.
Sorry, just 1 second. Sorry, 1 second. Swoosh! So anyway, so yeah, you want to do something later on? It's like...
Do you want me to go watch you bath again?
Yeah. The level of fucks given by Dario is the level of heads that dude had by the end of the fight.
It's true.
I just love that, though. He kisses his dagger, and it's great, because I love the daggers, and if you don't know about the daggers, they're naked women on the hilts.
Mm-hmm.
They're his, like, custom biggest prize possession ever. I love that he kisses it before he throws it and just, like, perfectly just nails the horse in the face.
Yeah, and you know he got that.
There's a lot of face getting hit in the head. People getting hit in the head with stuff today.
Pretty good.
And then just without even looking, cool guys don't look at explosion style. Cool guys don't look at a dude while you're slicing his goddamn head off. He just turns around and the dude's like, I'm still just done.
Mm-hmm.
One quick fell swoop.
Pretty cool.
Which is added to the list of dudes who can cut dudes' heads off in one hit. Which is turns out is everybody but Theon.
Everybody can do it.
Except Theon.
Except Theon, that's right, yeah.
Theon's the only
wuss.
One. And then he whips his dick out, and as you said, it's literally a pissing contest.
Mm-hmm.
He's
the best pisser.
He is he's a magical pisser. A lot of people don't realize this. When the dragons came back, its piss stream gained magical powers.
That's right.
It has the power to inspire armies and make queens want to bone him.
You can see it in the sky.
It's like the Northern Lights.
Mm. Like the comet from season 2.
Oh, that comet.
Yeah. And then, boom, shackles on the wall.
Shackles on the wall. Yeah, that was cool. That was I enjoyed it. I liked her speech, dude. We skipped over her speech. She had a great speech in there.
He did.
I was not gonna lie. I'm like, fuck, I don't know if you like the show Spartacus. I love the show Spartacus. One of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very reminiscent of a Spartacus speech. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I feel like I'm getting the same itch scratched here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good show. If
I never watched much.
It's really good.
Right on.
So you should watch that after you watch Rocket Man and then Fast Five. You'll love Spartacus. Honestly, I'm telling you, if you like Game of Thrones, you're going to love Spartacus.
I've seen a couple episodes of it.
It's pretty great. Mm. You have to get into it, though. You have to get into the storyline.
Mm. I found it a bit too reminiscent of, like, 300.
It does. You know, that it's 300 at first, but once you get into the characters and once you get into the stories, it's really good.
Okay.
It's like 300, but if 300 had a writer. Instead of just the guy who's like, can we get more spear than that guy, Faith? Yeah. Okay, let's do that. That's my impression of Zack Snyder.
That's a good one, too.
Because that dude's an idiot.
Well, he
can't direct a guy. He couldn't direct a movie if, like, they said, hey, here's a movie that, like, the greatest movie ever made. Here you go. All you have to do is hand it into the studio, and you're golden. He'd still fuck it up. He'd still be like.
Yeah, like Watchmen.
He'd be like slow motion. He's like, he's dropping it in slow motion, just breaks the DVD all over the place.
Watchmen had a perfect fucking story. And he's like, oh, I'm Zack Snyder. I have to put slow-mos in this.
I have to change the ending to something that makes no fucking sense.
I went to a midnight screening of Watchmen, and when the ending happened, someone was like, what the fuck?
I fell asleep to that movie. I've never seen the full thing. I fell asleep twice, and I took that as a sign.
Have you read the book? Like,
yeah, I love the book.
Pretty good.
The book is amazing. The book is great.
I have a Watchman's tattoo.
We've mentioned this before. I think we mentioned this on When You're on Braingasm.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so the ending, and all I wanted was like just was the episode to fade out to I Want to Break Free. How great would that song be if they just started playing?
It'd be a pretty good tonal shift for.
And then just over the credits.
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride. Are they gonna hold me down?
How great would it be if, like, in season 5 they just stop giving a fuck? Just like,
yeah,
what I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. That's the episode where you meet the fucking the children of the forest. You're making my dreams come true.
That would be excellent.
That would be so thematically perfect too, because that's whole storyline is ridiculously silly.
You want to do spoilers? You want to go to bed? I don't know if.
All right, let's do some spoilers.
I don't even know if I have anything to say.
I do. Well, okay. So we talked about Tommen being way too old.
Yeah, that's right. Because
so we need to talk about this. So
okay,
we're in spoiler
now.
Territory. Ready? So spoiler alert. Thank you very much for listening to the non-spoiler portion of it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Kelsey, by the way, who's shouting out there.
Is Kelsey a listener of the show?
She is. Yes.
Oh.
She's, as far as I know, our only listener.
Excellent.
We have one.
It's all for you, Kels.
It's all for you, babe.
That's the nickname I just made up for you.
Oh, it's
How'd so you cute. Like that one?
I like it a lot.
You liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot. I watched Forrest Gump the other day. It was pretty good.
It was a good movie.
That's that movie. Sorry. Go on.
Oh, that's one of those movies that, like, if I'm watching cable and it's on cable, I will stop flicking and just, like, watch it to the end.
That's literally exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, no matter what point the movie's at.
The last one, I was in Sudbury because I hate myself, and I was watching, and it was on cable, and it was the part where he's on the fishing boat when he's on the shrimping boat.
Oh yeah,
and I watched it from the shrimping boat to the end. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, you'll watch it to the end. And yeah. It's like I have almost never seen the opening of that movie.
Oh, I have. I've watched it back to front a lot, but yeah.
But I always watch it on cable. I never watched it. Like, sat down and I'm going to watch Forrest Gump. But, like, every time it's on – it's like those weird movies. Every time it's on cable, I'm watching it. But if I'm never going to be like, let's watch it.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's fucking great. It's a great movie. It's honestly – it's one of those movies. You're just like, God damn, this is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
People get so butthurt about winning Best Picture, but it's a fucking great movie.
So good.
I mean, not Pulp Fiction great, but which was also nominated for Best Picture that year.
Oh, yeah.
1994 was a weird year for movies. Like, it's crazy. If you look at the actual, like, the Academy Award, it was Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, and Shawshank Redemption, I think, were the three.
Wow.
I think it was Shawshank. Something crazy like that. I first met Andy Dufresne. He was my friend.
Let's see.
Okay, so Tom and Seth. So, we're in spoiler. We're already in spoiler. So
we did it.
So yeah, the fucking Tommen is too old. He's too old because all this stuff that's going to happen later is so predicated on him being a baby. Like,
yep. His little stamps.
Like, yeah. And the thing, but the Marjorie and Tommen wedding, I keep saying Marjorie, Josh, Marjorie Tommen wedding scene is like one of the funniest things in the book just because he's like an 8-year-old boy. Like, he's literally, and like, you see him and they're like sitting next to each other and Marjorie's like, oh, I love him so much. He's like, I like turtles. Like, he's just oblivious. Like, he has no idea.
Top Ranger. I don't know why Tommen sounds like baby cakes now.
I don't know why he's the I like turtles kid, but together we almost create. I mean, they've recast that character like four times. Theoretically, both of those people could end up playing him at some point. But yeah, the Marjorie Tommen wedding is supposed to be such ridiculous. But I don't believe this kid is like a child. I believe him as like, you know, 12, 13 years old, but like
a child, but not a very small child.
What we would consider a child, but what they would consider an adult.
Yeah.
I suppose. Like, and then so that's the whole thing. But like, and then how's that going to factor in with the whole idea of like the rules not transferring to him because he's such a fucking baby, you know, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know how that's going to play because it doesn't make sense now that he's older. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, you've seen characters who, like, he looks like you said before, he looks like Joffrey did when we first met Joffrey.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And yeah. And, like, the whole idea, like, I could see this kid not fucking right away, but, like, a couple years. The whole thing with Joffrey or Tommen and Marjorie is just, like, this kid's not even going to know what sex is for, like, 9 years.
He does now. Thanks, Grandpa Tywin.
Thanks to Gramps.
Gross Grandpa Tywin.
Gross Gramps Tywin.
We're going to play shows him Blind Grocer.
The Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
Gramps
Tywin's
going to take you to his tower and show you his funny magazines.
This is Grandpa Tywin's first.
This
is Grandpa Tywin's first cock ring. Use it with pride, my son. Use it with pride.
Yeah,
that's a gross thing to say.
It is. Especially all the stuff I said where I implied he molested him.
Well, I was kind of skipping over that, but if you wanted
trying
to put
not
it out
to acknowledge
there,
it, and I'm putting it right.
If you wanted
center.
To put it right up on Front Street, then I guess you can do that.
Front Street, the GO station.
That's right.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto regional humor.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Mm-hmm.
Bag.
I should have ended the show on that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Bag.
Awful.
What if that's the actual title of the show? Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Bag.
I will not put my name on it. Sir.
That's me. That's me, like, critiquing our own show. That's what I imagine all the internet sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. That just seems weird to me. I don't know why they did it that way. I mean, I get the idea that they were trying to age up, but, like, the whole thing with Tom was he's supposed to be so much younger.
Yeah, for sure. He's supposed to be like a 7 or 8 year old boy.
And we were going to talk. We mentioned this briefly when we were talking about Prince Oberon. Yeah, they're not getting to the Red Viperness of him at all.
Have they called him the Red Viper once?
I don't think they have. No. But they're not getting to the whole like him with the spear. They're not getting to him with the poison. They're not getting to anything that is going to be very, very important.
During that scene, they mentioned.
Well, they mentioned the poison. So I guess that's going to be they're slowly. But the whole idea is he's supposed to be this badass fighter, and you've seen him like all you've seen him do is stab a dude in the hand once, and that was badass.
He did
but
it quickly, yeah.
That was badass, but. This is not the kind of dude you're going to be like, oh, that fucker can take down the mountain. Like, this dude can take down the mountain. I mean, you know, as we all know, mountain wins, but in the end. But you know what I'm saying, right? Like, this, that fight is supposed to be kind of evenly matched. Like, and I'm not getting the sense where I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm getting really sick of the way they're treating that character.
Yeah, I hear you. I always find his scenes really entertaining. But, yeah, I would like to see more of the badassery of that character rather than him just fucking bitches like nuts.
Fucking dudes. That's all he cares about is fucking dudes.
No, and ladies.
And ladies, too. But mostly dudes. He seems more preoccupied with the dudes.
He seems like that one guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. I got to do my segment real quick.
We can loop that back into the earlier.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just put it wherever.
In the spoiler section.
It's fine. I'll do it right now. Okay. What the fuck's up with the book this week? Okay, I'm going to check.
Yeah, do the sing-songy version.
I don't want
to. What the fuck is up with the book this week?
All right, so we're going to check George R. R. Martin's. Nope, nothing. Thanks. And that was what the fuck is up with the books this week.
What if one of these days it's going to be something? It's going to be like, yeah, it's on sale now. And you're like,
imagine like, if we broke it.
Oh, my God.
If we like broke the date.
If like we just
I
somehow.
Checked it first. Like,
we checked it
recording.
Just instantly.
Yeah.
And they're just nuts. Like, dot, 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 holy shit.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
Yeah. But people would listen to this and be like, guys, you got to listen to the Braingasm, to the Gasm of Thrones and get to the end. An hour and 6 minutes in, they're going to drop a news bomb on you.
Like, yeah, it doesn't really matter if it's not
no,
live.
It'll just be like, book came out. And they'll be like, also these guys. Just like,
yeah. We'd be podcast kings.
We would be the kings of, we would be. Like, we'd be above the kings of Leon. Like, not real kings, but, like, in terms of showbiz kings, we'd be, like, above them.
I could probably beat up all the kings of Leon.
I think we probably
then I'd
could.
Be king of Leon.
We're not quite.
As, with blood and fire.
We won't quite be up to King of the Hill level, because that show is awesome.
Yeah, that show is awesome.
That show is amazing.
Criminally underrated.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I that's another show. If it's on, I'm watching it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Anything else more Game of Thrones-y to talk about?
Spoilers. I mean, we did kind of spoil the whole death of Theon's daddy.
Balon Greyjoy?
Balon Greyjoy.
Falls off a bridge.
Falls off a goddamn bridge.
Whatever.
Oh, a bad breeze. Just
oh, it's, my shoes are slippery. It's a fucking dirt.
Yeah. I'm going to be interested to see if they show it or if they just do it the way they did in the book where they just told you about it. They're just like, and you're just like, are you serious? Like, did that actually happen?
Yeah, next season we're going to have a lot of fucking Kraken shit.
Yeah, we should.
We're going to have a lot of Greyjoy stuff.
Are you think they're going to jump right into that?
Well, yeah, they have to. It's a fairly major part of the for Crows.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole... Who's going to be king now?
The king's moot.
That king's moot. Mm-hmm. It was just surprisingly civil the way they presented it in the book. Like, you'd imagine, like, an ironborn king's moot would be like, just, I'm going to be whoever's king. It's whoever gets his dick in the most asses.
Yeah. Whoever cuts the most people in a 10-minute span.
They just blindfold them and put them in a room. Mm. And whoever, like, walks out with the least amount of cuts wins the new king.
Right. Pretty good.
Oh, Tommen would clean up because no one would know where he was. He'd be like, he'd be on the ground. Small. He'd be like, goo goo gaga.
I'm a small baby.
Oh, man. Baby king.
Baby king.
Baby king of Westeros.
Great.
But yeah, I think that's everything I got to say about this episode. It was a good episode.
It was a good one.
I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying this season so far.
Yeah. Game of Thrones never disappoints.
It doesn't really.
That's why we talk about it for an hour and change every week.
We do. That's a thing that happens every week. And you just listen to it. So you're well aware of that. I like how we're calling out to the fact that the thing you just listened to.
It's on you now.
It's not. Yeah. Now, fool me once, shame on you. Yeah. Fool me twice.
Yeah. Everything you've heard is now your fault.
You've now signed your seal of consent that we can blame you for everything.
And I will.
Like, you're, thanks, Obama.
We're always taking application for scapegoats.
We should get a scapegoat. We should get the Game of Thrones official scapegoat.
Okay.
Because in Westeros they have Tyrion.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen is our official scapegoat, so we blame Paula Deen.
Yeah, if you don't like something that we said on the show, Paula Deen told me to say it.
Paula Deen told us to say it, and then she cooked us food, and now we're fat.
She angers me as a cook.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because she sucks and her show sucks.
Well,
she's
yeah.
She's a racist old lady.
Well, you didn't know that at the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that homie-ass attitude. I like Anthony Bourdain. He's a real cook. He's on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Rock and roll chef. That's a new thing that's around now.
That's how we fucking roll. All cooks I know are fucking drug addict nutballs.
That's weird. I don't know what that is about the restaurant, the food service industry that attracts crazy people.
Yeah, it's because you have to do it to deal with it. Like, the amount of indescribable pain you're in most of the time. You gotta fucking kill that with something. Oh, yeah. My job is hard.
Interesting. So. I feel like I just want to talk about this now.
Another time, my lad.
Another episode, another show. We'll spin it off.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Kurtgasm.
Gasm.
Okay. It's just me interviewing you of all the things that come up on Game of Thrones that we just cut.
We'll do a what the fuck episode someday.
Which, if you listen to this show, we don't cut a goddamn thing.
Not much.
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
And with that, we should call quits to this because it's late. It's now 2:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
I have been up since 7:15 in the morning. I went to bed last night at 2:30 in the morning. I went to bed 24 hours ago.
I got up at 2. I don't give a shit. I didn't have to work today.
I was
up till 8 a.m. watching Cosmos.
Oh, Cosmos is so good.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I haven't watched it. I'm almost out. I watched the second last episode.
I've decided I'm not going to watch any more Cosmos until the next time I take mushrooms. And then I'm going to watch all of it.
See, I have to be stone cold sober for that kind of science, because otherwise it freaks me out.
Well, I'm the opposite. Like, it's not that it freaks me out, it's just that like I find it dry. But if I'm on mushrooms, it's the most interesting thing ever.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you for listening
and
getting this far in Game of Thrones. Episode 03.
Mm-hmm. If you're not following me on Twitter now, you're never going to.
But probably true.
My Twitter handle is @HurtCull.
@HurtCull, yeah.
HurtCull. It's like my name, but the letters are switched around.
And you can follow me on Twitter @BrainGasmBen. Mm. BrainGasm, we took a week off last week because I had some bunch of bullshit to deal with.
AIDS.
The moving thing. I had AIDS, yeah. Just like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia and then Jenny in Forrest Gump. So we'll be back Thursday. Absolutely, we're coming back, which I just realized is the day after tomorrow.
Yep.
Which means I got to get some BrainGasm topics together, which is bullshit if you ever listen to BrainGasm, because it's just me talking.
Just talk for a while.
An hour and a half. But it's pretty good. So, yeah, listen to that. I think that's everything I got to plug. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Game of Thrones.
I love you all very much.
I love you, too.
Kiss you on the face.
Everybody else for telling me.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Let's just make
get out.
Go away.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, you hang up.
You get out of here.
No, you hang up. No, you. She hung up.